I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Talk about the VOD and the silver screen. Kevin and Tom and Joe know all there is to know, from masterpieces to deep fried tacos. And if the movie sucks, you might hear them say, there's no telling where the guys will take you. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice, cause we're all.
Broadcasting from the Lush But Not Lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 781. Goddamn web.
How many superhero movies do we have this year? Do we have any more? Are we done?
We talk about this every week. Let's see.
Deadpool.
Isn't Deadpool?
Oh, Deadpool. Deadpool. That's right. But that's it.
I think so.
Okay. Well, we're started off with a bang.
Yeah.
Is this a superhero movie?
It's technically a Marvel character. Mm-hmm.
It ain't a super nothing movie.
No, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
So before we get too far afield, let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
You can go.
I'm Matt.
Yeah, hi, this is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Quick shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, TuneIn, iHeart. Wherever you find a podcast, you can find us. While you're there, be sure and follow us so you never miss an episode. Maybe leave us a review. Super helpful. Greatly appreciated. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. It's called the League of Show Shares because we are hoping you will share an episode. People who were kind enough to share an episode last week include... Librarian Cynthia, Chris Valls, Matt Gonzalez, Richard Krotzer, Julianne Jordan, Tom Dowdy, Ralph Tribble, Travis Tewitt, Gabriel Lugo, Phil Timon, Chris Magic Man, Heather Sachs, Taylor Ward, Matt Naglia, The Kryptonian Orphan, Ronnie Castle, Edit Photo Gamer, Nostalgia Cast, Ryan Terry, In Session Film, Colby Mack, Geek to Me Radio, and Binge Movies. So thank you very much. We greatly appreciate you sharing an episode. And don't forget, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/realspoilers, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, and we love you long time. And also, you can watch all these on YouTube if you would like to see the shock and horror on our face as we discuss Madam Web.
And I'm just saying, history might be kind to me. Well, with Lisa Frankenstein.
Well, we're the only ones that saw that movie, so they had to come to us for the review.
Right. No one else was discussing
I'll take it. Don't yuck on my yum, Kevin.
I'm not. You enjoy your necrophilia all you want.
Our Madam Web downloads probably include, like, Diablo Cody.
I know. Yeah,
like,
right.
Like, no one's talking. Well, these guys are.
Hey, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
So
better. I'll watch Lisa Frankenstein a billion times before I ever watch this again.
Oh, disagree.
What?
This movie is a blast to like.
Oh,
this
baffling.
Is, no. This is like so fun to just like, like watch and slack Joe. Like, how did a major studio make this movie?
It's
like in a day and age when entire completed films are deemed more valuable as a tax write-off. How does this run the gauntlet.
Well, is it possible then that everyone's that's going, oh, I wish I could have seen Batwoman, would see it and go, they were right. Well, you know what?
Honestly,
they were right.
That was my call from the get-go. I was like, that Batgirl just, I mean, I know you got to see him before you truly judge, but like, that sounds like dog. Like, Batgirl just sounds like.
Oh, see, I disagree. I've
never seen a Batgirl incarnation where I was like, ooh, that was pretty good.
So here's the thing, though. I do think that character could lend itself, could be a great movie, right? You've got the daughter of the police commissioner who is also masked vigilante.
Sure,
anything.
It's absolutely possible.
Who would have thought Lego Movie would
that's
be
what
good,
I'm
right?
saying.
Who would have thought Barbie would make $1.5 billion?
So I think there's something there for Batgirl.
You know, any given Sunday, right? But
I
want to
see
also,
the Batgirl
also
movie.
A good movie.
No, I just meant the concept of any given Sunday. Somebody can win, right? Anybody can win.
I want to see it, though.
If somebody had given me like a sketchy DVD in a back alley and said it's called Madam Web, they never released it, and I took it home and watched it, I would be like, I get it, it's a bummer for everyone involved, but
right,
or maybe not. No, I guess what a
I don't think that it would have been
what a gift.
I don't
got paid and nobody had to see it,
right?
I don't think you should be able to write movies off for tax write-offs. I just don't think you should. I think there should be a law against it.
I don't care.
I just
feel like of all the laws that we need, that's
for
pretty
sure.
low on my priority list.
No, for
list.
Sure. But I mean, we're talking about art here, and sometimes art works and sometimes it misses. And I think to have all hundreds of artists working on these movies and then be like, oh, well, it didn't turn out that well, so let's just write it off for a tax write-off, like years of work and hard labor.
We've had this discussion.
Can we write off parts of movies? Like, can we write off just the dance scene in Spider-Man 3?
Guys, I have so much to say about that. We don't have time for these moral quandaries. Let's get to something we can all agree on.
Yeah, sure. As all of us are of age, where we grew up, or at least we were adults in Tom's case, when the Batman movies were coming out. And Batman Forever, I think, is a fun, good time with the movies.
I love Batman Forever.
But then we get to Batman and Robin, and you're like, how did Warner Brothers look at this and be like,
okay,
we're good to go.
This movie makes Batman and Robin look like Citizen
That's
Kane.
That's my point.
It's now, retroactively, now that we see what bad superhero movies can be,
yeah.
I mean, they were trying to make it for kids. They were, the older Batmans were too dark, Forever corrects, and they're like, no, let's make this like really for kids.
In retrospect, not that dark.
Sure,
of course. 89 and 90 and Returns, not that dark.
Right. But it's all relative to the time.
Yes,
but then
they kept
going like, more Happy Meals, more kids' toys. It's like, kids. So they went into the cartoonishness of it.
Yeah.
But Joel Schumacher knew what he was doing. He was trying to make a Saturday morning cartoon in live action. Like, this movie is trying to be serious.
Yeah, it is crazy. You know, there are... this is the whole thing, right? Sony can't... well, they can, right?
They started it.
But, I mean, they can use Spider-Man.
That's the thing I was going to ask
so,
you.
This
is what I was going to ask. Does Sony not have the rights to Spider-Man? I thought they had the rights to Spider-Man.
I think there's some sort of deal in place that, like, if the MCU is going to have Spider-Man in it, then you need to leave it alone.
Okay.
Because we've seen what you do with Spider-Man, and you... are not to be trusted.
Well, and they're like, what, two for all of them? Spider-Man 1 and 2 are good movies.
I think Spider-Man 1, 2, and Amazing.
Amazing Spider-Man was solid. It just didn't need to exist because we didn't need another Spider-Man origin story.
Oh, sure,
right?
sure. Yes.
Like, I feel like maybe they... Is it... Well, unless they can't use Spider-Man, do they feel like... Do they feel like Tom Holland is their Spider-Man?
Well, that's what I thought they were doing.
Based on the timeline, then I would have to say...
So, no, the timeline for this is Andrew Garfield.
I don't...
So, this is 2000...
This is 2003.
But if you look at the where's Richard Parker, that's all Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Right.
The whole thing.
But, like,
yeah, but it can be anyone else.
No, it could. But, I mean, like, if we're looking at the three Spider-Men that we have right now...
Now, this lines up to be Tom Holland when he's in high school, because this is 20-something years before. So when he was in Civil War, he would have been a high school kid. this lines up for Tom Holland, and that's.
Oh,
but then they never say the character's name; like they can't cross it over.
They never say that. You know who else? Who others? Whose name they don't say? Also, May.
Right. They never.
So
May.
Here's my theory. I think they cannot do anything that paints the MCU into a corner.
Sure. Oh.
And so I mean, I think they're contractually forbidden, so they dance around it.
So MCU has the say, even though Sony has the rights, yeah. They've made a deal to where only MCU can use those characters, because this movie's ridiculous in the way they dance around the name thing.
But they call him, but I guess the MCU, we never see a Ben Parker.
Right.
An Amazing Spider-Man film came out, and it comes out 9 years after this is taking place.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it comes out in 2012.
Oh, okay.
So like, okay. Yeah, like
it's totally trying to tie into MCU, but not.
I think
if they don't want it to.
I think the goal is, and it's adorable. It's Sony. You're adorable. Is that like? Well, if we do this and it's good, then
MCU will
bring it.
Kevin Feige goes, yeah, that's fine. You'll do that, and if it's good, it will tie in. Go for it. Anything that doesn't use our rights. Yeah.
So what? So they could have made a Spider-Woman movie, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And why didn't they do that?
It seems like
this woman's superpower is driving cars. But
okay.
Go.
Here's the thing: is they have these spider spin-off movies. They've been Venom, Kraven, Morbius kind of. Well, see, Venom and Morbius walk that line, right?
But still.
But Kraven, Madam, like these are, with the exception of Venom, the fringiest of fringe Spider-Man characters.
That's
like,
all they got.
Because that's what the rights are to.
But they have Spider-Woman. They can make a Jessica Drew movie.
And it seems like they went, well, people won't accept a Spider-Woman right out the gate. We have to set it up. Why?
Let's set it up with a movie that will ensure we'll never make a Spider-Woman movie. Let's put them in these suits for one flashback.
Somebody probably went,
how insane is that?
Probably, right, said like, oh, cool. So yeah, last third, final act, they're going to be Spider-Woman. No. Never.
Remember that dream from the beginning? We'll flashback to that 8 or 9 times. Same scene, yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I think we did it two or three times.
And there's more footage because I've seen footage of
Sydney Sweeney.
No, that's her in that close up. That one close up. They're just zoomed on her.
No.
I've seen footage of Sydney Sweeney too.
I've seen footage of her descending on a web upside down that you don't see in this movie.
That's in the movie. That's the close up of her when she's upside down.
But he's saying there's a full scene of her like dropping.
Yeah. You saw
the
behind the scenes where she's doing that, but that scene in the movie is zoomed in on her upside down. She flips over even.
Because it's all cut up like a
right.
That is the scene you've seen. It's just you saw what would have been cool, like seeing the whole thing. But,
sure.
But in that flashback, he sees Spider-Woman, the Sydney Sweeney version, Jessica...
Julia.
Julia?
Yeah. So here's...
Julia.
Like her name...
They changed her name in this.
So then
for no reason. So what's the... Hold on. So now not only do we have this limited amount of characters we can use, they're changing their names?
Yes. Her name in the comics is Julia Carpenter.
Okay, I think we should dive into the plot of the movie.
I think that's part of the problem, right? It's like, why you have this exact costume, the exact look of this character. Nope, her name is Julia Caldwell. Yeah. But what? Why? Why? So Dakota Johnson is this
paramedic who hates saving people?
Well,
I mean, we
got to start in the
Peru.
Jungles. We're in Peru.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so the whole jungle thing is also okay. So this is Jessica Drew, the Spider Woman that I've one of my favorite characters, one of the best costume designs kind of ever forever. Is her origin story is she gets infected by her parents who are bad people, and she gets spider powers. She becomes Spider Woman. They just take that for Cassandra Webb, who is Madam Webb, and they just utilize that for her.
They wanted to dance around the fact that Madam Webb is blind and paralyzed, and so they changed her backstory to say that, oh, the mom was trying to save her from this.
But I don't have a neurological disease.
Oh my God. So yes, she is searching for this spider in Peru. And she finds it. She's got this partner who is Ezekiel Sims, who is a character in the comics created by J. Michael Straczynski. And he is also looking for the same spider. Of course, the mom finds the spider.
Under the ruse of being her security.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Would be interested to hear how he put an ad in the paper for security. Right. But that's
security detail.
I'll say it. That is nitpicky. That's not one of my main
problems. These are the questions you start to ask yourself when a movie's really bad.
I will say, this is the thing, right? About like, okay, that one. Write it off. No problem.
Right.
But when they start piling up,
yes.
Every little thing becomes this massive pile.
Yes.
Of
But now this character is an amalgamation of two characters.
Oh, it is?
Morlun.
Oh, sure. Morlun and Ezekiel Sims.
Yeah, so instead
of... In Straczynski's run on Spider-Man, which was kind of up and down, he does create these two characters. One is like... Basically, we find out that there's this web... And Peter Parker is at the center of this web, and all of these different spider characters are all tied to him. They can't use Peter Parker.
Web force.
The web of, yeah, kind of. I think we kind of see this in Spider-Verse. I think it is kind of brought up in Spider-Verse.
But it's
kind of
like how Flash has the speed force.
Correct, yeah. Yes.
But Ezekiel helps him in the comics here.
For a while.
From Morlun.
Yes, initially.
But here they make Ezekiel and Morlun...
Yeah.
The same character.
Yeah, Morlun is basically eating spider people.
So have we ever seen a situation where a movie actually drives down the price of the first appearance of a major character?
Probably Morbius. You know,
no, that one's never going down. Madam Web could. Secret Wars, which is where Julia Carpenter debuts, very well could.
Yeah.
So she finds the spider, and Ezekiel turns on all of them, takes the spider, and then... We see these spider people.
Which is where we learn that Peter Parker is culturally appropriating his costume.
That's exactly what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. Is they show
He's
up in
canceled.
Like...
He's canceled. Except, I think they're American. They speak perfect English. So maybe not.
For people that have never been to America.
Well, now that's our... bias, right?
I guess
maybe
that's
they
true.
Just do this and
maybe
then...
we speak perfect spider Peruvian.
Yes. Well, no, they get in their little costumes, hop around, do their thing, and then head back to their
And then later the
loft.
Guy's dressed in normal clothes, he's like, yeah, hello, I would be here to teach you how right. to yeah. I'm like, wait, this is the indigenous Peruvian spider guy?
That they double down on the red and black like costume.
And it looks gross.
It does
You know
gross.
What's wild is seeing the same guys go up and down from the tree 6 times. Did you notice that they just kept replaying the
it
same?
It was like was like on the TV series version of V where they didn't have the money like the miniseries, and so they just kept recycling the same shot of ship landing.
It's like the TV movies of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, look, we can film in like 6 locations and get this guy on the side of a building, and we're just going to film for like 10 minutes at a time, and we'll just cut it up and put it in these different movies.
CGI in this is real bad.
Everything is real bad.
I mean, I know, but
so she has the baby... Where and then dies.
It just like pops out.
Yeah. Like, you know, there's more to the having a baby than like it just
popped out.
It just coming out.
She's like, boop.
How do Peruvian spider people get a baby with no birth certificate or passport out of Peru and back to America?
And also develop the pictures on her camera and write the names.
Oh, I was waiting until we got to that. I was like,
as
soon as they showed the picture at the end, I was like, it's clearly taken the day that she died because they're wearing the same clothes.
Correct.
And then on
and
the
she's
back,
like got the spider in her hand. She's like, look.
And you could argue, okay, they dropped her off at an orphanage with this case. They developed the photo, but it has their names written on the back. So the spider people didn't go like, oh, Ezekiel Sims, he killed your mom.
Well, that's...
Be on the lookout.
But there's also the other, you know, she's got, like you said, she's got this briefcase full of spider stuff, right? All the research her mom was doing, and it looks like she has gone through this book multiple times.
Oh, it looks like she's
then
never gone through it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But we know that she has.
Right. She goes, let's see, spider people. Los Arachnus, I've never heard of that. You never went one word further?
But also, if she has this book that has her mom's, these pictures and everything in it, she never saw the picture of her mom and Ezekiel until the moment Ezekiel starts attacking.
This movie plays it like she has this case of secret stuff from her mother, who died in childbirth.
Correct.
And spent 33 years... studiously not touching it.
Correct.
Like having
I'm not going to bother
yes,
with it.
Yes, I'm winding my way through the foster system.
Mm-hmm.
And because we all know this is, I think, an unspoken problem in this world of how difficult it is for white babies to get adopted.
Totally.
Oftentimes,
it's impossible.
No one wants to adopt a white infant. No. That never occurs.
Nope.
It's so rare.
Correct.
And so she was forced to be into the foster system.
Okay, so here's the... Okay, so first of all, we see Adam Scott, and she keeps calling him Ben.
Ben Parks and Rec.
Right. But they do this thing with his, like, uniform... Where he
that says paramedic, right? Not Parker.
So I keep looking at it, and I was like, yeah. "Why are they hiding it?"
Right?
And
I then thought that I realized, too. They're trying to hide Parker because they couldn't use it or something. No, yeah, it says paramedic.
It says paramedic. Yeah, yeah. But so are Cassie and Ben like former boyfriend
Seems
and girlfriend?
Like they were friends with benefits or something? Because she's like, he found someone serious. And
but
I
then she says, "You're the sister-in-law." Somebody says, "Oh, you're the sister." And when they go to Mary Parker, who for comic nerds is the mother of Peter mm-hmm. Parker, when they say to Cassie, "Oh, you're the sister-in-law." So did Ben?
Well, she has to be the sister-in-law, so Peter will still have the Parker name.
No.
No, Ben's sister is
Peter's
mom.
They say that to Cassie.
They do.
I thought somebody looked at Cassie and said, "Oh, you're the sister-in-law."
No,
Ben, I think they said that to Mary.
Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts is in this movie. Like, if they were friends with benefits, what the hell is she doing there? Like, why are they still? It's a very weird to somehow get Cassie and Ben in the same movie.
Well, that's what they were. It's such a forced way to cram in a Parker. And Madame Web isn't supposed to be related to these.
And Madame Web is like this. She is kind of like a mentor to Peter Parker early in Peter's
But when he's born,
Spider-Man.
She doesn't have a backstory, but she dated Ben.
No!
Like, that's what I mean. They're like, we have only this few select
because
characters.
Because they have this moment where they're sitting there talking, eating, and he's like, "Hey, I met someone."
And it seemed like she's like, "Oh, we can't mess around anymore," was the vibes I got.
That's the vibe. And then I heard the sister-in-law line. I was like, wait.
But his sister-in-law.
That makes sense that Mary would be the sister-in-law.
That makes sense.
But yeah, and then he won't say her name.
She goes, "What's her name?" He acts weird, and then she goes,
"Oh, it's that serious."
And I'm like, What are you talking about? What is this dialogue? What's happening?
Yeah, it was the most ridiculous use of not being able to say the character's name.
I tell you all the names of the women I have flings with.
Yeah.
But not the one that I want to marry at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
there's a car accident. She tries to save the guy, falls in the water.
Correct. And then her powers start to kick in.
Yeah, what's that all about? Why does falling in the water activate?
I believe it's called a plot device.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen in other superhero movies, I'm thinking about like Superman, where, well, it's maybe more or less Smallville. I don't think they do it in the movies. But like when he's in a stressful situation,
that would make
a
sense
power kicks in.
If you weren't a paramedic.
Correct.
Has she not been? This is the first stressful situation.
Yeah, right.
Do you know
right.
what I mean? Like it should have came out. Like she,
and
we
I
should
normally,
find out she,
in those situations, I take it as like it's a power he had but didn't realize he had until he needed to use it.
Right.
This seems to imply that somehow it like it like jump started her.
She
power.
Says she's like 33, right? She says her age. I mean, that's
in her early
in superhero terms. Well, I think that's a long time to have a power and it never
with Superman. Right. The theory is it's always he hit puberty.
Sure,
And then his power starts.
But he had been
in.
Using it and like not understanding them. So we should have found out that she's like, "That's why I've been able to blah 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 as a
that's
paramedic
why I
for
got,
years.
That's why I like, got the lottery numbers."
You always seem to know where to go.
Exactly. Like that's in a better written movie. And speaking of writers, so these writers, Matt Sazama and Bert Sharpless.
Can I say real quick? Hollywood is weird.
The way
because
who keeps getting work.
You just fail upwards.
Do you think it's like a blackmail thing where they had a party one time and they just saw something? Because
they saw Amy Pascal. They're like, "We're writing all your bad movies."
Gods of Egypt.
Terrible.
The Last Witch Hunter, starring Vin Diesel.
Terrible.
Dracula Untold.
Not terrible. Not 20, good.
25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That
so
doesn't mean anything.
Pretty terrible. Morbius.
Terrible.
The Power Rangers reboot.
Not these guys haven't terrible. Made one successful movie.
But successful money-wise.
Power Rangers was successful, wasn't it?
They never made another one.
That's true. I mean, that's fair.
I don't think critically it was good.
They did not make a Power Rangers movie, so they could only make one.
Yeah.
There wasn't like an auteur involved right. That was like, I think this is as far as the Power Rangers stories.
We could make Zordon and Rita lovers, and it'll be fine.
And Madam Web. So those are their six films. And, it's just there's a track record here, and I don't understand, because you look at the writing in this movie and you're like, oh, this is real bad, and you see that and you're like, oh, this checks out. But yeah, the question is, why are they still out. But they're I think they're producers too, so maybe they got the dough.
If it's all on the level, my guess would be they're very cheap, very fast. They don't care what the studio goes, hey, we're gonna change all this, they go, yeah, it was fine, go ahead.
Well, I got that check, right?
No pushback. and maybe they're nice fellas. You know what I mean? Like, true.
That's just not how Hollywood works, though. Like, the money people...
Apparently it is.
But the money people have to be going, like, we got to get a hit here. Like, what are we doing?
But I do think maybe there is a level of just, it's like such low risk.
Mm-hmm.
If Gods of Egypt crosses that line,
if there's a number that they have to get to...
Well, Gods of Egypt was not like a huge hit movie.
Is that Ridley Scott?
No, maybe. With its international box office, it ekes out a win.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Right?
Yeah, that would make
Alex
sense.
Alex Proyas.
Oh well,
like we have
it can't
to,
all be the crow.
We have to earn $50 this month. Well, those guys can get us $8. You know, every time.
Yeah, there
no
may
problem.
Be some accounting thing where it's like, okay, they've done it what, you know, we expected. But
I had to take it down to $50 so my brain could learn.
But these movies could be making hundreds of millions of dollars opening weekend.
It's crazy to think the same studio that put out Spider-Verse is the same studio that is doing these movies.
And it's the creatives involved.
Ooh, but you know, maybe too, Spider-Verse... They say, we want you guys to do another one. All of those people go, well, now it costs this much. With these guys, they can never do that.
But I mean, like, that's the thing is, like, if they have the rights to use Miles Morales, Jessica Drew, Peter B. Parker, you know, they have all of these spider characters. Spider-Man 2099. I'm sure there is somebody out there that can do a Blade Runner knockoff. Right? In the look, in the feel, and just make it a Spider-Man movie.
But the old
MCU stuff. Like, hey, we want to do Blade Runner, but with Spider-Man. And that's the old MCU way, right?
Right.
Like, we want swingers, but with superheroes in it. We want the Rocketeer with superheroes.
But also, forget the comic book, who you have to know or anything. Like, the characters. It's girl Spider-Man.
That's it!
Like, that's... people who don't know who Spider... Or don't, like, know the... I know Spider-Man. I don't know anything else about the comics.
Spider-Woman, this is a
woman Spider-Man.
It's in the title. Like, cool. Yeah, it's not the...
Madam Web almost feels like you would have started with that and then seen a preview, and it goes, but no, she's not that.
Yeah.
But it is connected to Spider-Man? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So she shoots webs?
No.
It's just her name.
In theory, what they're trying to do is, like, they're trying to Nick Fury it. They're saying Madam Web is connected to all the spider people.
And that's why Nick Fury was the first movie in the MCU.
That's correct. That's exactly it.
But they thought this could be connective tissue. But when you put out a garbage movie, people are never going to go, oh, I can't wait to see how she connects all that.
And I don't think that there's like a show Bible, right? Like, I don't think they've already scripted it all out of like, here's who these people are that interconnect, so when you write your movies, you know where you're going.
Right.
I don't think there's anything like that.
But didn't
that.
We learn
there's no
from DCEU?
Roadmap.
Like, how are they not? I mean, they just had to scrap everything, get a whole new regime in charge. Like, why is Sony and Amy Pascal not sitting here going, like,
this
doesn't work?
Is their plan to get James Gunn?
Oh, see? He needs to go fix all of them.
Yeah.
They're combing through his tweets.
He loves doing
this. Canceled again.
Give me something, will
so
you?
So they can afford them.
Do you remember she drowns, you know, and she dies and she comes back to life?
Yeah, 3 minutes.
And then she goes, they do the whole, she has her first vision, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I already did this. And he's like, why are you being like that? And she goes, she's like, I just want to get home and watch. We're in 2003. She says, we'll get home
Idol.
And watch
Idol.
American Idol is still on.
That's so
obviously that they're being like, let them know what year we're in.
Well, it's also the needle drops are some of the worst needle drops I think I've ever heard.
One of the things, when she goes home, what does she end up watching? you remember Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And then, which is great because it was so neat. I will say this. It was neat to see all the shots of New York at Christmas time because it's so beautiful.
Sure.
And so all the shots of Rockefeller Plaza and the tree and the... Like
there is nothing like it.
Nothing. I mean, this movie is set at Christmas time.
Not at all.
There is not one Christmas decoration.
This movie is set at Christmas time?
She's watching A Christmas Carol on television.
Okay, but
It's got to be like watching Night of the Living Dead in a horror movie.
That's kind of
public domain.
I wonder if it is.
Yeah,
like
I don't think it is.
You don't think that version is,
There's
though?
No other mention of Christmas. It can't be.
No, that's they from were like just the doing 50s.
They have like a cookout.
Yeah, they were having a cookout.
Yeah, it's not Christmas. There's no way.
She is watching.
No, you're absolutely.
I know, but the bad writers are trying to say, here is the ghost of things to come. You can't change. Like, they're trying to use it as a character.
Oh.
But it's not Christmas time. That's how bad this movie
is. No, that's what I'm saying. There's not one thing in this movie set at Christmas time.
No.
They're not wearing coats. They're wearing light jackets.
Yeah, it's like fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did think that. I was like, Is this version of A Christmas Carol like her cozy like movie that she likes to watch?
It's just a very lazy exposition. That's all it is.
I mean, like, okay, which is fine, but why is she watching that movie?
I know.
But my point is like,
Joe, do I need to go through the writer's previous
films? That's definitely a choice to think, no, A Christmas Carol is like her comfort movie.
It's like a time travel movie using Back to the Future. Or, you know, like they're watching a movie that explains the rules. And these guys said, well, what can we do about people like seeing things that are yet to come?
What's crazy is that in this movie, in this scene, that means she had to go find that movie. Be like, I'll watch this.
No, it has to be on TV. It just has to be.
In the middle of the fall?
It's a fun,
nobody
funny
watches.
Thing.
Nobody plays A Christmas Carol in the middle of fall.
Yes. Oh, that's exactly.
Is the baby showers before? Where are we at?
Baby shower is before this, yes.
When they go, okay, a couple things. She walks up, not chief, what would you call the
head? Captain.
Yeah, captain.
He goes, next time you want to go swimming, get in a pool. And she's like, you're a piece of ass. And then, Ben
very
says,
nonchalant.
Ben goes like, yeah, you died today. And then the chief guy goes, sounds like there's a story to that.
We're not going to tell you what
but
it is.
But you
though.
Know it.
Well, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry, Matt. You left out a very important detail. Ben hands her a Pepsi. And
from
she
2003.
Said, she said, I would like a beer. And he goes, oh, no, there's rules against that because you died within 24 hours. But here, have this Pepsi.
He says,
well, you know, they're drinking like Mountain Dew Code Red at the firehouse. Yeah. It's like, how many Pepsi products can we fit into this movie?
I think whenever you make, okay, product placement should be kind of in the background, you know, it should be like there, but not there. Product placement should never be a plot point.
This was Wayne's World.
Pepsi's
I'm saying, like,
hang on. Like, product placement is a plot point. I would just like to counter argument. E.T.
That's fair.
Okay.
But that's fair.
But by and large, it's gonna suck.
It has to work, and that's. That we're talking about the climax of a movie, a dramatic climax, or a throwaway of here. Let me put these
Pepsi
ETs
kills
the
bad
on the ground.
Guy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you cannot make it. Cannot be that big. Okay, this movie had an $80 million budget. They didn't need money that bad that Pepsi had to be the entire movie. Like,
it's. I mean, it couldn't be any worse than Superman getting thrown through a Sears.
I mean, with that's that. Bad. I thought that was like. I mean, I know you can see it and everything, but like it seems. But there would be a Sears. Like,
would there be?
In a town.
Like, it's in a small town. Okay.
I don't know if there's
also
a world.
Also, the IHOP got destroyed, but.
There's a world where every single person on the planet drinks Pepsi, except Sydney Sweeney, I believe, who never opens her Pepsi. She carries it around.
Yeah, she's a Coke person.
She goes, like, goes to open it. I don't know if it's like a prop can or something, but she never does it.
Yeah.
Also,
at the baby shower. At the baby shower, why would she put in a blank piece of paper?
Oh, who's
How about
this?
Just
oh,
not fine. Put the paper in? Would
and
you,
then they could still
imagine?
They could still say like it could have been at the end of the game, and they go, "Wait, we didn't get one from you," and they can still do the whole because it was kind of funny when she's like, "My mom's dead."
But do you realize that this movie throughout the entire thing is written like no humans have ever conversed in the history of real humanity?
It's
when someone says, my mom's dead, people would go, oh, I'm so sorry, whatever. They look at her like, oh, awkward.
Gross. Yeah, like, oh. Ew.
Like, no
how
one,
dare you?
No humans interact like that. All of them would go, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, you'd be a normal human
well,
being.
And some yeah. of it is, I think that scene is supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
It's just the director didn't tell the actors
well,
that.
I think Dakota Johnson knew that.
I don't know. Like, while it's fun to pick apart the writing, the acting in this movie is bad.
It is
it's
bad.
Like,
oh, sure.
Like you can tell, you can just watch them losing their will to live as they go through this film.
Oh, and Dakota Johnson is like, and I, you know, I've only seen her, I think she's really good in Suspiria. I liked her in, there was something else.
I liked her in that streaming movie we watched her in when she was the girlfriend. Remember the guy, the writer-director who was... She plays the girlfriend they meet at a party because, I don't know, she needs the tampon, and he hands her one through the door.
I have no idea what that is.
God, you weren't here, I don't think, for that one. Okay. It was a streaming, maybe
Dodged
it was an Apple
bullet.
Movie.
Yeah.
No, it was really good.
Yeah,
it was
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a cute movie.
Yeah, I got it.
Writer-director is the star, and he's younger, and he's at a party. He's like a caterer or whatever at like parties.
Oh, Party Down. Great show.
Yeah, and she's a mom. Yeah. Also with...
Hey, Adam Scott.
Adam Scott.
I think he makes it through this fairly
unscathed. Adam Scott is the only one in this movie who is fine.
Her energy level, it's...
Oh, boy.
And then the problem is, especially with the... When she gets the other girls involved, it's like they meet her where she's at.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys are so annoying.
I gotta
tell
you,
there are scenes in this movie where it, honest to God, looks like they're filming a rehearsal.
Yeah,
like it just feels like a walkthrough.
Yeah, it's bad.
I understand the appeal of Sydney Sweeney, but she's awful.
But don't use her. What? Why cast
Sydney
Sweeney?
That's also
I'd like to ask you.
That's mind boggling.
I would like to ask you.
I think her and Zendaya are probably the two most popular actors on that show. Jacoby, whatever his name is, right?
He's on
that
Jacoby, show.
Jacoby, whatever.
Yeah.
Jacoby
Johnson.
Jacoby Johnson.
Jacoby Johnson.
Yeah, right. Sydney Sweeney, I think, is more popular than Zendaya right now.
No.
In this moment?
Well, especially after that movie, Anyone But You.
Well, I will say I did not know who Sydney Sweeney was.
Really?
Before this movie.
But she's
Which
in Euphoria.
Is not necessarily.
Yeah,
she, I mean,
yeah,
but that movie is blowing up. It's still in theaters.
That movie's doing very well.
Mind 2 months ago it came out.
Yeah. Also, cast that guy as Hal Jordan already.
Oh, he's great. Glenn Powell.
He's fantastic.
Great. He's great.
Yeah.
Charismatic as all get out.
Yeah.
But the point is, and I get that she's like a high schooler, and props to them for
I did not
making...
get that for about 20 minutes.
I get that, right? But when you know, it's like, okay, so you're not being gross. That's good. You know, she is a high schooler, but why cast Sydney Sweeney?
You change her hair color. You put her in glasses. You put her in oversized clothing. So she, like,
but I think when they cast her, she wasn't that big of a deal.
But then also, and you're right.
Oh, maybe.
But they put her in... the clothes, but then also like thigh-high
stockings. Thigh-high
stockings. Like,
the whole time
doing?
She's in a short skirt, and you're like, why are you wearing this?
I did not understand.
It's 2003. Kevin.
Also correct. She looks like Britney Spears. She's dressing
I know, but
like
she's
Britney
wearing
Spears.
She's totally covered up, but then has a short
And
skirt.
It's crazy because I finally figured out that these girls are supposed to be like extremely obvious archetypes. Rich girl, nerd, and then smart girl.
Oh, you picked up on that?
But not right away, because, like, it just didn't... I just thought there were nothing. I just thought it was, like, three girls.
The only one that I thought gave a shit throughout this entire thing
was the smart one.
Was the smart one.
She was the best one.
Yes, she is one of the amazing... Actually, she debuts in, like, Amazing Fantasy 15, but a different one. Like,
I guess
not the real one.
I know all their dialogue was
Isabella
like,
Marsage.
Yeah, I thought she was. I thought she held her own. I thought she was really good.
I don't know. I guess just like I wasn't. I didn't know I was supposed to know that her being like saying the word science. I don't know, man.
She had a nerd shirt on.
Yeah.
Just like Peter Parker does in his movies. Nerd T-shirt. So I think she becomes Spider Girl in the comics. Her character.
It's so confusing because she has a different name now, but she does like she kind of takes that role as the female spider character. They take...
I think it's Aranya?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's who she becomes.
But then she later goes by Spider-Girl, I think.
I don't remember. Like, that's the problem, is they're using, like, again, these fringe characters.
Yeah.
There are the Julia Carpenter character who becomes Madame Web in the comics, yeah. like, much later.
But she's a Spider-Woman.
Yes.
And then becomes Spider... Madame Web.
Madame Web.
And the other one is a Spider-Woman as well.
Yes. But then there's also Jessica Drew. Who is a like?
So there has to be something to where MCU is like, don't use that one. If they're not using them specifically, maybe. They're holding them. There's got to be certain names they've got held out.
Yeah,
they just have
May and Peter Parker are two of them
first. What's his name? Oh, what's his name? Oh.
But it's also his middle name is Ben. Peter's middle name is Benjamin.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no mention of like we named him after you.
Well, they play that name game and they do the they have one person guess and then they turn they're like girl that we don't know. Do you have a guess? And I thought for sure they're going to say Peter. Now I do want to give this movie.
She's a Pepsi executive's daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to give this movie props when it should get them. I thought it was really cool. There's a villain in this movie. And they have this really meta power for him because it's all about time travel and stuff. Mm-hmm. And his power is that after the movie's filmed, he can, from the future, add in lines.
Oh, is that his power?
Okay. It must be, right?
I was like, did this character not speak English? Like, it was the ADR so on his
Real
voice
bad.
Was so weird.
I think they had to have changed the entire script after filming because... I believe it's the same guy, but almost all of his lines are ADR'd.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was like, oh, he must have a heavy accent. And they're like, well, we have to redub this. You know, because it sounds like someone we've talked about before that has an accent that's trying to push through it to do the American accent thing. But no, it's just like they must have changed complete plot points because they edit when he's talking most times. They don't show him
talking.
They
never show his face.
So it's clearly like they're like, we have to use this footage to now rewrite the movie.
And he's this billionaire out to catch Madame Web, and
he wants the girls.
He's trying to get the girls. Right?
In fact,
and he has one employee to help him.
Well, it's
David Mamet's daughter.
When she says,
"Is that for real?"
That's
who
David
that
Mamet's
is?
Daughter. Yeah,
yeah. She was on Girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Shoshana.
Yeah.
The woman goes, "I can't find the girls, but I found the woman who's helping them." And he goes, "I don't care about her."
Yeah. Okay. That is the weirdest thing ever. That he's like, "Who's this?" And she's trying to stop them, but she's invincible. Like, he's never going to go after Madame Web.
So later in the movie, Dakota Johnson is helping these girls. You know, Ben is watching the girls. Mary goes into labor, and they're driving through the city. There's this whole point where Ezekiel, who is wearing a Spider-Man suit, so it's like. The idea that Peter Parker came up with that suit on his own.
Yeah,
right?
This makes no sense because people would have now seen a Spider-Man before Spider-Man exists.
So then Spider-Man shows up, they're like,
he's
wait
a villain. That's what it's horrible. It makes no sense. You can't have him blowing things up around the city.
J. Jonah Jameson.
He was
ahead of the curve.
He's vindicated. He's vindicated because... Oh, that's the girl's uncle, by the way.
Is that what
that
was?
That's the girl's uncle.
Okay.
Okay. Because they definitely say Jonah, and I was like,
I missed that. She's rich, and she's like, let me call my Uncle Jonah.
Oh, I totally missed that.
And then we see the bugle.
Okay, so she gets on the train.
Who would care if a murderer was after her? The whole part where they're like, we don't got nobody.
Yes. Let's call J. Jonah Jameson.
Absolutely, dude. This is different. I understand your parents are weird because you're adopted. Well, you're not adopted.
No,
you're
they're
your
in China. They're in China.
Different one.
Oh.
The other one.
But this is different. You're being murdered.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think your uncle,
who is the news reporter, might be interested in this story.
And to be fair, she tries to call, and Dakota Johnson takes her flip phone and throws it out the window and says, they can track you on these things.
No, separate thing.
I'm just saying, like, for the plot-wise.
Okay, but in that scene, I thought... She was like, you get her to the hot, tells Ben and Mary, get out of here right now because, you know, he's not going to be after you. My thought process was, Peter knows who Peter is going to be. So
he's like King Herod.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's trying to stop Peter from being born.
Yes,
that's
what I thought.
Sure. Oh, that would have been a good movie.
Yeah.
You should write Gods of Egypt 2.
I think there's a version of this movie where Ezekiel Sims is not Black Suit Spider-Man.
Oh, interesting.
They cut from Black Suit Spider-Man doing bad stuff and then cut right back to him in full suit and tie. Right.
When they get to the subway scene, right?
Yeah.
And you see Black Suit Spider-Man.
Oh, he does. Yeah, you're right.
I thought it was the Spider-Man from Peru.
Yeah.
Because the way it's edited,
like trying to protect them.
It looks like there's multiple Spider-Man.
And he's like moving
And so I thought, like, oh, they're going to think these guys are out to get him, but they're really here to help him.
I think there's definitely a different cut of this movie. Because they cut back to him and he's like calling, you know, David Mamet's daughter, and he's like in a full suit. It's like, well, you weren't wearing that under.
Well, he never wears shoes.
He's like Dexy's Midnight Runners.
But it was so quick to where it's like, well, where were you wearing the suit? It couldn't have been under it because that suit's tight, the Spider-Man suit. But then where you went and changed, like, it was just a weird time thing where I think it was supposed to head fake the audience that's him. No, he's protecting the girls in Madame Web and bad guys after him. See, and I think at some point they completely rewrote the script to have it be the same person. Put the suit on for one scene. You see him in the suit without the mask on.
Right.
Than Madame Web gets.
This is a nitpick, but now it's too late. It's piled up.
Yeah.
When they get in the car, they're taking Mary. What's her
Mary?
To the hospital. First of all, they put the pregnant woman in the back.
Also, that was kind of like, that was crazy.
What are you doing?
Yeah, put her in the front.
But then Ben's like getting in. He's not in. They're not started yet. And he goes like, all right, everybody buckle up. And Mary goes, are you serious? Just drive. Like, what the
fuck? It's so weird.
And also, he's having like this panic moment of like, oh my God, she's having a baby. And I'm like, you're a EMT.
Yes.
Like, you're a paramedic.
Yes. And that's not even
delivered babies.
Wait, the taxi cab. Hold the...
Thank you for bringing that up.
She prized the license plate off of a cab that has its number on the
on
top.
The roof.
And the top, the roof
on the
thing.
Roof.
Yes.
It lights up. And if I drive out of here with a stolen car with the plates on, or a car with no plates, I think that's going
to
attract...
Okay, wait. But she takes that cab to the airport and leaves it. And then when she comes back from the airport...
And as a wanted woman flies...
After 9/11, we are only 2 years post 9/11 at this point.
And she's got an APB out for it. Yes. She goes to Peru.
And then when she comes... Okay,
when she gets to Peru, the Peruvian Spider-Man, who hasn't seen her since she was still dripping in placenta, is like... I knew you'd be back.
I can let that slide. But when she has to fly from New York to Peru, right? Not a short flight, I don't think. Has to do her little thing in Peru, flies back to the United States. Also, let's conservatively say it's been 4 days.
It's gotta be sometime.
That cab is still at the airport.
And then
without its license plate, and she's got and she drives that thing back to New York,
but then sees an ambulance and goes, "Ooh, baby,
okay,
that's what I want."
Yeah, I would like to know that whole thing where, like, first, let's get back to the end of the movie because that's the very end. But anyway, she saves the girls on the train. She has a vision that Ezekiel is going to come kill the three girls. So when they're on the train, she, like a crazy person, is like, "Everybody, you're going to die!"
All she has to do is. I'm a medic with the New York Fire Department. There is an emergency. Everybody off the train.
It worked. I guess her thing worked.
But so she picks them off, and now the cops are after her, and Ezekiel's like on the train like, no, you know, and they all see him as he goes by. Cops are going to like arrest her, but then Black Suit Spider-Man comes and all the cops. They get away, and now she's like, I'm going to go. This isn't a kidnapping, by the way, but I'm going to go. But you can't leave and go stay in this forest.
Go stay in the woods.
And she's like, I'll be right back a couple hours.
She says, I'll be back in 3 hours.
And in this time,
they build a campfire.
Well,
they have nothing, and they know nothing about being outside, but they build a campfire.
But even more impressive, it becomes front page news.
Yes.
In the time.
Real quick, on the Daily Bugle.
Because she left him there for like 18 hours. Like, the crazy thing is, she's like, I'll be right back. She leaves them there all day. And then they're like, here, I know how to get out of the forest that exits right at this diner.
Hang on. When they leave the forest, they don't put out the campfire.
No, they don't. I thought the same thing.
I was going to walk away from a campfire.
That's a good thing when you're trying
Isn't that diner the same name of the diner that Mary Jane's working at in Spider-Man 2?
Oh, I don't know.
Because like, I'm like, they have to, there's something. They've got to
like
find
four-star diner.
Four-star diner.
Which is clearly they just named that thing to Game Yelp.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
It's not, gotcha. I mean, it's not in the same universe, though, so you can't really, I mean, no, I mean, like, this would be like, Spider-Man.
There are Spider-Man musical cues.
I think this is a pre-existing set that they didn't have to build.
You mean like the caves?
Yes.
They didn't build that. There's no way.
So, like, I think it's just like, oh, we already have a diner set, and that's what they used. In the same way that, like, you see sets get resized, you know, like one of the the Wisteria Lane and Desperate Housewives is the same street
as
like
Back to the Future and
Leave It to Beaver and
the Good Place. They use that set all the time for towns. Isn't that the Agatha one?
Oh, that's Universal.
It's Hill Valley.
Yeah, it's Universal. Because I took a backstage tour of Universal Studios.
I'd love to go through there.
So bummed. I took a backstage tour of Universal Studios, like the actual in LA where they actually film things.
Yeah,
and they had it all set up for The Good Place. But I had never seen The Good Place.
Sure.
So
I
didn't realize where we were until I got home and watched the show and was like,
no!
If I had realized where we were at, we would have been taking pictures. Yeah. Like
did they
crazy.
Call it Hill Valley?
They showed us, like, you can see the clock tower and the, like, because they repurposed that all. It's the whole place is set up to be quickly repurposed.
Okay.
And so, like, if you want your courthouse steps to look like small town, they can, like, in a day, like, make it look like cinder block, and then they can take it down and make it look like old timey brick, and then take it.
Interesting.
Like, yeah. And so, but they film tons of stuff there. Yeah.
So they get to the diner, and Madam Web sees the vision of Ezekiel coming through.
We're going to sing Toxic. We're going to make Sydney Sweeney look like Britney Spears.
Toxic. So she's in the cab, and the DJ says, here's a brand new song. Yeah. I think it's going to be a hit. Smash cut to the girl saying, I love this song. Yeah. I know all the words.
Yeah.
Well, is it a brand new song or is it
and
a hit?
And also, Britney Spears was already established at that point. She wasn't. That wasn't her first song.
No.
Toxic was not her first song.
No, but
I think it was the lead single off that record.
But Sydney Sweeney is dressed like Britney Spears, like in the Hit Me Baby One More Time video.
I mean, kind of, yeah.
I mean, she is.
They try when they pull her shirt up, she is. Yeah.
Like she's a private, she's in a private school, and then they modify her outfit to make her look like Britney Spears.
Hey, why, so the Ezekiel comes and kills everybody, right?
And now this is the diner where they encourage dancing on the table.
Yeah. It's
you're
fine.
Just allowed
could
to
you imagine?
For three it's minutes, fine. just let these girls dance up on three girls on a table.
It's fine.
They're like, hey, this ain't a Waffle House.
Like that, those employees we all saw before.
This is a four-star diner.
They never cut to employees during that dance sequence, ever.
Madam Web goes, I mean, I guess it was a vision, but it very much seems like she goes back in time.
She saved the pigeon.
And then she decides, this time I'll drive there because it'll be a little bit slower.
Oh, thank you.
They call it a shortcut, but that's not.
The girl, like, she's
half a mile.
Okay, but in her vision, she gets there before, like, when she's walking.
Yeah.
Right? She gets there before Ezekiel does.
Yes.
In real life, she's like, okay, I'll take the car. I'll get there faster. She gets there slower.
No, I think there it must be an 80-yard line. As they're walking through, the girls go, I thought you said this was a shortcut. And she's like, it is. I think that was to fix that.
But in the vision, they're in
the first time she goes through the woods,
she gets there faster.
Because it's a shortcut.
Right. Madam Web gets through there in her vision walking.
And she goes, I need to go slower this time.
And now she drives 3 hours around the way. But it's
even
ridiculous.
Even though they say it's half a mile down the road. Half a mile, you could see it.
She drove so long to get there.
And then cuts that truck off to take a turn.
Okay.
Like
this woman's driving
anyway.
She's driving through the woods. Drive right through the shortcut.
Here's the thing. You have a movie about someone who has visions, right? And then they absolutely reference Final Destination 2
right.
with this scene.
Yeah.
Well, like the whole log truck, I was like, oh, those are going to pop off? Like that's going to be part of the things that she sees? No.
No, just ridiculous.
She just does something real dangerous for no reason. But the radio is like going staticky, and she's slapping it going, come on.
Like that's how she's timing
what?
It?
What? Is that...
Yeah, she's timing it. So, like,
Wow.
So, in the vision, she hears a certain part of Toxic in the diner. So, when she's at the campfire, Toxic is just starting.
That song would have certainly been over by the time she took her road trip.
Here's
is
the thing.
The point.
The radio station would have cut it off like 30 seconds, not 30 seconds, but like 5 seconds before the song is even over anyway.
The timing is just horrible.
No idea that's what she... I just thought she's like... she just drove as fast as she could. It wasn't like she like stopped and was...
Right.
Yeah,
timing it out.
So the way that she saves them is she plows through the diner, runs over Ezekiel.
And everybody else in the diner.
Okay, so Ezekiel has this power where he poisons you if he touches you.
So I think with her, I do think that, which they make no reference of, since she also got bitten by the spider, that she must have some immunity to that poison.
It's like doesn't affect her as much.
Because she does mess their arm.
I mean,
it hurts.
Yeah, but... and she does that, and they go, "What's wrong with your arm?" And she's like, nothing. And then 5 seconds later, she's like, better. "So it's poison."
Yeah. I thought it was just strange how this poison works. Now, I know that when he was with Opera Lady, he holds her arm, and he's like, I'm gonna keep holding this until you tell me.
You talking about
the
NSA agent? Yeah. It's like, oh, you want to kill some girls, man? Yeah. Well, do what you got to do. That also. So, jumping back a little bit, he gets the NSA agent, gets her password, so he can get into this supercomputer that Batman looks at everybody.
Dark Knight,
right?
Like it's the same.
We had to be post 9/11.
This
so can have this.
Yeah, exactly.
The woman at the computer goes, "Now this is." Because I'm thinking the whole time, he's like, well, this isn't going to help. You don't have a picture of them. But she says, well, from the best from your memory, this is what they look like.
That's exactly the same.
And it's photos of them. Not like
almost
recreations.
Let me de-age them and take their masks off, and I will get an exact picture of what they look like. She goes to Peru. We talked about that. She figures out how to use her powers.
She leaves the girls with Ben.
Yes.
To protect
them.
And
Ben and Mary.
Now Mary is pregnant and has to go to the hospital. Why do they take the three girls
with them?
Leave the
girls there.
They were safe the entire time where no one knew where to find them. And I know they don't know about NSA, whatever. But why would you think, yes, let's all pack them up and bring them in public where they're in danger?
In 2003, that whole thing was like a thing, right?
What's that?
Like the whole NSA, like cameras everywhere. Like, that was like, that was like a news thing where people were talking about an invasion of privacy. Am I wrong about that?
I guess I wouldn't have necessarily thought, when I walk outside,
they're going to get my face on an ATM camera or something.
From everywhere.
I guess I felt like that was like becoming a thing where people were getting...
Either way, they're hiding. Right. They are hiding out. Why do they have to go to the hospital? And then they call... He's like, it might be a while or whatever. And it's like, the ambulance gets there a minute after they leave. They literally could have just waited for the ambulance.
Right.
They talk about it like they're in the middle of nowhere. Like right. They're like, well, Ben, he's going to be with Mary. They're going to be far away. But then when they leave, they're in Times Square.
But they're in. So if Spider-Man lore, correct me if I'm wrong, Ben and May live in Queens, right?
I mean, they should.
They're in Queens.
But this is. Oh, is this Ben's house?
Yes.
Okay, she's staying at Ben's house. Got it.
So, like, this house should be in Queens. Yeah. They shouldn't get to New York City that fast anyway.
Yeah. Either way, the ambulance, I mean, they
should... I guess you could say that Ben and May buy a house in Queens. I guess you could say that.
This is also the around the part where Dakota Johnson teaches them all how to do CPR.
Okay, that, again, going back to the writing.
It's like, well, who's gonna die of a heart attack first?
Check off CPR. Yeah, right.
And also, it's just weird. When she was given the guy CPR when the chief gets killed in the car accident, again, movie stuff, I know
you're
not...
She caused that accident, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
She stopped him to talk to him. Yep. Let me drive. No, you're crazy, whatever. He leaves and gets hit by a truck and dies.
If she didn't talk to him, he'd have made it.
So, like, I mean...
Now, that being said, those powers were very new to her.
That's true.
Right, I know. I'm just saying, like, in all actuality, it sucks because she caused it.
If she had shut her pie hole, he'd have been
now,
fine.
I have gotten past the whole, like, you can't do real... chest compressions in a movie, right?
Right.
Although it does seem like
switch the body out,
but whatever.
Yeah,
but she's like doing chest compressions, and then she'll stop and kind of look around and like get back to it, and then even at the end of it, nothing happens. She just kind of goes like, "All right, buddy, you're all right, you're good."
That was the craziest part, where she's doing chest compressions on that guy, and then out of nowhere, she's like, "You're good," and the guy's like, "Thanks," and like gets up and walks away.
Well, no, like, she goes to she says to the other paramedics, which I'm not sure why they weren't handling this, but she's like, "Okay, you can move him now into the ambulance." It's like, why don't you like get him ready to go in the ambulance and then try to save him?
When
like,
she goes, what? "Okay, buddy, you're all right," it's like that's not how that works.
So, okay, so CPR is bad in movies, sure.
Yeah.
But then You have a scene where you're going, basically saying, hey, remember how we were doing CPR in the movie? Yeah. It's, we did it bad. You can't stop. Don't ever stop. Yeah. Like I did.
Now, this movie was sponsored earlier by Pepsi and the American Red Cross, so I just want to let you know that...
Is that right?
No, but I mean, it should have been... Like, to stop the movie and have a scene where it's like, if someone's heart stops, you can save them, and if you get tired, you switch out, and then to have the whole climax of the movie be a mirror of that stupid scene.
So bad.
You could have worked that in organically. They could have... And I'm just saying,
it's
a horrible
sure.
moment.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. So,
he like attacks them in Times Square. On
and
the way
again,
to the
this
hospital.
Is the part where she tells Ben and Mary, "Get out of here now!"
Yeah. Hits him with a car again.
Also, very bad villain, Ezekiel Sims. Yeah. He knows nothing about maybe kidnap the person that the good guys care about, and then maybe because she's like, he won't care about you. But it's like, you know what? If you just took them and were like,
There's a big. They go back to this warehouse where they had this massive fire.
The car scene. I thought the only cool, clever thing in the movie was she's like charge the.
Oh,
panels.
I like that. That was. I'm like, and then
I mean, it would short out the electrical system. Correct. Of the vehicle she's in, but
movie wise, though, I mean, it was the only thing.
Or continue. Very possibly. Not do anything.
Right.
Right. Like,
but movie wise, like sure, movie sure. chasing
and movie logic.
How do we stop this guy hopping from car to car, charge the car so he lands on it and gets electrocuted? I just thought, well, that's something.
They
that's
did
the
have an extremely
thing.
Condensed version of the like, charge the paddles. Why? There's no time. Like, just do it. But then tells her, then says, we're going to do this thing. Like,
now you're just showing off. All right, maybe a little.
When she crashes out of the parking garage through a billboard. Onto Ezekiel Sims.
And then she's shocked that the ambulance won't run.
Yeah,
like they drive under a bridge and they're just like, "Why won't this work?"
So was I, because the movie has told me a taxi cab is indestructible, can do anything.
Props to them for on the taxi making the hood a little bit off jar. I noticed that. I'm like, okay, someone at least didn't make it look
but
like a Mack.
Yeah, I do think that's kind of true, right? Like it's like in an action movie where suddenly someone's out of bullets and you're kind of like, well, I didn't know you could run out of bullets in this world. Like cars get destroyed. This is crazy. Right. If it looks fine. In my mind, if it seems like it should run fine.
Should.
Well, this movie also does the horrible thing we talk about movies all the time, where when Black Suit Spider-Man is chasing the girls and then someone else interferes like the cops, it's like, well, maybe just don't worry about them. Just go kill the ones that are right there that you're trying to kill. We'll kill all these people, but it's like, they're right there.
They're right there.
You have crazy powers where you run around, like, just run up and snap their necks.
Yeah, that's all you
got to
do.
With it.
It's not that hard.
Did you guys know that she resented her mother until the dream sequence thing?
No. Had no idea.
No. That was neat. Like, cool. Yeah.
The acting was terrible in that first scene with the woman. Thank you for the umbrella.
Oh, right.
It was so – the writing, I know, is really – but the acting was bad. And then we're like, wow, this lady is really not nice. And they flash back and you're like, well, yeah, she was mean. Of course she hated her or whatever. And then she's like – oh, but she was trying to cure me, like the head flip thing they tried to do.
I have this incurable neurological disease. But thanks, Mom. I guess you did this for me.
I think you did it all for me. My favorite line, I think, was what is it? She goes, "Powers? The girls? The girls have powers in the future?
Powers?
They
just says it. Over.
Have it, girls? Powers? Future?"
And then they at least twice tried to say power and responsibility. In this
they
movie.
Did it well. Again, he's like, "Yeah, if you take on the responsibility, you will get the power." Like I literally,
twice.
I audibly went, "Oh, fuck off!"
But twice they like reworked the it theater. A different time.
They
too.
Did, yeah.
And oh. It's the no.
I think they don't have the rights to that phrase either, and they have to dance around it too.
It's the same quote. It's she's remembering him saying that.
Oh.
That's what it is, and it's like, okay.
But whatever. They just need to cut it out on that.
Yeah,
one.
Like you get it. You get the one.
But see, what they should have had is had Ben hear that and go, "Oh, that's a pretty good line."
Yeah, it's a good line.
That's pretty good line. Actually, I think I can use that.
I'm gonna workshop that.
Okay,
I'm gonna try to make it better.
This place that they lure Black Suit Spider-Man into, you know, the PepsiCo. Fireworks factory.
Yeah.
Is that the place from the beginning that they said was a death
that's
trap?
That's where Mike Epps was killed.
Are they storing fireworks?
You see the Pepsi sign there.
What are they doing there? What is the...
A warehouse, I assume.
Fireworks warehouse.
And I'm going to guess that the Pepsi thing is just advertising.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, what is that warehouse's purpose? That is storing dynamite, fireworks. I mean, they were... Killing, like, they were massive. Like, fireworks don't usually blow walls.
No, they brick wall down.
Not just, I mean, well... a strategic spot in a brick wall that's literally just like a hole. Like it doesn't, you know, when you blow something up,
a hole doesn't form.
It's not just like, oh, here's a perfect square.
In Looney Tunes it does, and Roger Rabbit it does. Right. But what I'm saying is like they were storing, it's a dynamite warehouse in the middle of New York City.
I thought it was specifically fireworks, which really did.
But those fireworks are insane then. Oh, it's like the $1 million ones that they do big shows on, so they could blow a building up. Yeah. It's like legit.
I don't think it's a fancy one.
They're getting ready for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right. I don't think a single one could blow down a brick wall.
Those big ones, I mean, the ones they do shows like on, the commercial are massive grade explosions.
VP Fair kind of ones, maybe.
Oh, those absolutely could.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They go that high, dude. They go up in the air and explode. Like
those, the ones you see on like the 4th of July, those could. If you
will die.
You will absolutely die.
Well, you'll go blind.
And paralyzed.
And paralyzed.
Which they don't reference at all.
How did that happen? Honestly, I can't believe they did it. Because you see her and she's like, okay, she's not
blind. You know,
blind.
Usually when
she's
we say
paralyzed.
That, it's like, I can't believe they got the Guardians of the Galaxy to work. I can't believe Ant-Man. I can't believe they pulled that off. And this one, you're like, I cannot believe.
But you're like, I totally believe.
But you're like, they totally sidestep the fact that Madame Web is blind and paralyzed. The whole movie, you're like, okay, they want her in more movies. Like, we'll just kind of forget about that. And I thought, oh, the mom cures her. So like, that's our rewriting way around it. And then they did it. I'm like, okay, that's bizarre.
It also breaks her brain to talk like Professor X.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So she sees a premonition.
Look, man.
Throw all these fireworks in here. Yeah. We're going to explode them. So they go through this wacky Rube Goldberg device, get on the roof, and then she sees a vision that the Pepsi sign is going to crash the villain.
Correct.
Which also, she keeps seeing an S, like earlier in the movie.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like Spider-Man?
I guess.
Yeah.
But then they have an S. Like she sees the S, and it falls and knocks him down, but then he gets crushed with the P, and it seems like
S and P. See,
well, it just seems like you would have made the S do the whole thing. Like
that would be your thought, yes.
Or was then an I gonna fall, and then a D? And
yeah,
then
right, right.
See, they cut out the whole thing. Pepsi was gonna give him $100 million, and it was gonna be a P, then an E,
okay.
Then a P, and they said no, we'll only give you 80, and they're like, okay.
So right, it's just so weird to see an S through the whole thing, and then the S does, like I said, it does kind of a thing. It kind of makes
fake.
It fall, but then the. But it's not.
You're supposed
right?
to think it's Spider-Man, but it's Pepsi. That's how brilliant this film is.
Okay.
So they tell the Peruvian Spider-Man says, look, you're going to develop a power where you can be in multiple places at the same time,
and neither of those places will be a good movie.
Correct. That's right.
So we see her do it during this showdown.
She somehow astral projects herself,
and this is again. And at least they had him punch her, but like I'm like, she's standing there, and Ezekiel's there, like
he's watching her.
Just kill her. Like I mean, and I know I don't want our hero to die, but like in movie terms, villain's here. She's here doing stuff against him. Just freaking lunge and kill her.
And also, none of the girls needed help. They weren't like dangling by their hands. They were all sort of like
One was hanging above the fireworks place in flames. Like she needed help being pulled up.
But
for
wasn't
sure.
she like over the?
No, like, oh, like under her arms.
No, that girl. One of them was hanging like two hands above
maybe.
A bar.
Either way,
well, still
she didn't know gymnastics like the Raptor girl in Lost World. So
one of them knows Taekwondo.
That came back exactly zero times.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
So they beat Ezekiel. Cassandra Webb is thrown off the top of this building into the water, I guess, and then gets hit with a firework in the water in the shoulder.
I thought it hit her in the face.
Did it?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Because it was funny.
Which is fine. Okay, that I don't know how a firework is going to work in water.
I think it could stay
explosive
hot.
Enough.
I guess. So now she's paralyzed. And this is the part where I was like, oh, this is why they hired Sydney Sweeney. So she, Julia, not Carpenter, but Caldwell, jumps into the water with this very, not small, but like an Oxford button-up t-shirt. I was like, well, okay, this is that weird Kirsten Dunst Spider-Man upside-down kiss scene.
She kissed her? I missed that.
No, but do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't.
Go back and rewatch it then.
No,
and
thank
tell
you.
Me that. In Spider-Man 1?
Oh, I thought you meant
no,
that.
Spider-Man 1.
I won the MTV Movie Award for Best Kiss.
Yeah. She is not wearing a bra in that cold ass rain.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah. Okay. So they dive in, they pull her out of the water. Again, There was something else we just watched where she was like immediately getting out of the shower or something, and she was just immediately dry.
That was a porno you were watching.
It was not. It was a movie. Oh, we did.
That is a movie thing that bothers me. But
nobody
but
ever gets dry in a porno.
You're watching the wrong ones.
Adam Scott, there he's totally dry right after he pulls her out of the water. He's wet, and then they cut to the next thing. He's dry.
Oh, was there one where it cut? Because yeah, I was like, he was wet, but I didn't see the other one. Okay,
so they this is where we get the whole CPR scene.
Yes.
Now, what I thought we were going to
it's a good thing she taught him that earlier.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. So now they're all together. And this is the part I thought we were going to take a little bit of a time jump where the girls have their powers.
No.
Nope.
So horrible.
We're probably like 2 days. So she's sitting.
This ending's ridiculous. They should have just ended it before this.
She's sitting in the wheelchair. She's got the.
Those glasses are horrible. Weird. Madam Web wore like circle like Daredevil glasses in the comics.
She had a bandage, I think, maybe sometimes.
Well, that's in the hospital.
No, in the comics, she was. But they made her wear the weirdest looking. They must be some Gucci product placement thing again.
It's real bad.
They're horrible. They look like a 3D glasses off like a Muppet Disney ride. You know what I mean? They look like a.
Both the glasses, the suit glasses, the superhero costume glasses, and these are both equally terrible.
The superhero costume glasses look like, is it Jubilee from the X-Men 97
kinda,
cartoon?
Yeah, Jubilees are like square.
Where they're like those visor looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just horrible.
Oh, when they come in and they go, we got Chinese, we didn't know, or we got takeout, we didn't know what you want, Kung Pao chicken. How did you know?
bless you, Jessica. What?
Yeah, it's
achoo. Like it is guys, so stupid.
Guys, you know.
Yeah, you know what she can do.
Do you not know her powers?
It's like the whole thing.
Like, right. Yeah, you know about this. That's another thing. For the audience in a terrible, inorganic way.
But here's the thing is we see, just to backtrack real quick, in Ezekiel's dream, when he sees these spider women killing him, he has gray hair.
Yes,
like, right.
Totally gray hair.
I don't know when this is going to take place. Dude, you're old.
Brother?
And you seem to age extremely slowly.
Yes, correct.
You're 33 years older than you were when you were 33.
And you look the same.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if the powers have to play with not aging.
Either way.
Quickly. But then he's really old.
Oh,
he's
no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'll take that the powers slow his aging, and he's 230 years old when he dies. Like, don't worry about it.
But, yeah.
That's how it ends, is we get the idea of, like, the web of life and all that stuff.
Well, sorry. Because he keeps going, he says, like, they're going to stop me from completing my thing, and...
What's the thing?
What was the thing?
He has no motivation other than to not get killed by these girls.
Right.
The villain's entire motive, like, what does he do? Why did he want the spider? What are his evil motivations?
Well, he wants the spider, I guess, to prolong his life.
No, okay, but to do what?
What is
his villain motivation? Right. His only motivation in this movie is to not get killed.
And then, and so if he's not we assume he's a bad guy.
What's he doing?
But I don't know
what's
that.
What's he up to?
Why wouldn't he just have gone, I gotta find these teenage girls and, like, talk to them?
Yeah, can you not kill me?
Like, hey guys, I don't know what happens, but, like,
here, I'm rich, here's all this money, maybe, like, go do something else.
And you don't have powers right now, so, like, I've got some time.
That, like, I mean, I guess it's her powers, it's the way it would work, but it's unfulfilling, sort of, to just see Madam Web just, like, destroy this guy over and over again. Like, he never gets any sort of upper hand, or he does in the visions, but then they just go in and perfectly execute.
Oh, what was the thing where she went to the diner and talked to him, and then it cut back and forth between him and the suit, the only time you see him in the suit, and him not in the suit?
Oh, I don't know. And I don't know.
What was that? She had never...
Because that's not the future. I guess she was saying...
She was somehow telepathically, like, I guess, connected by the web since they both are bit
by maybe.
But it cut between him in a suit and not in the suit. Like, what were they trying to show us there? Was it just different scenes?
Well, maybe you're right. He wasn't the bad guy originally. And then they're like, we have to edit this to make sure people know
that he is the bad guy.
I think there is something like that going on.
Yeah, it's this... It's
the cheesiest ending, though, when they all end, all the spider women and Madam Web floating above them.
Yeah.
It looks so bad.
It's real bad.
It's...
The Spider-Man does have this vast backlog of characters that's not Peter Parker. Here's the problem. All of those characters, much like in this, with the like, Peter Parker is the centerpiece.
Yes.
So you need to have a Peter Parker or a Spider-Man to spin all of this stuff off.
No
right?
pun intended.
Correct. No, I meant it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
So the fact that we keep getting these, you know, if you want to, like Craven kind of makes sense because you can tell that story without, you know, like him hunting Spider-Man doesn't happen in Craven's life till much right. later, right?
He's,
so you can tell
does his
a
stuff
story.
And then wants to hunt Spider-Man.
Well, correct.
Joker was a fine movie.
Oh, God. I've done a complete 180 on that movie. Like I've watched it recently, and it's like, it's
you
not
weren't ever supposed to like him. He's not a good guy.
That's not what the movie tells you.
I think it does.
People
don't
think so
adopt.
At all.
You know, how people adopt things like that. Where like they're like, I like Harley Quinn or Joker or whatever, but it's like they're murderers. They're bad guys. That movie never says Arthur Fleck's a good guy. I think he kills that woman and her daughter at one point.
We don't know that, but
he's not a good guy. That movie's not. It's how you interpret it.
Okay,
like you know, people are interpreting.
I think
he's the hero.
That's a whole different podcast.
Yeah,
different.
But regardless, it's like a.
It worked,
it's
though.
It's fine. Like, yeah, no matter what.
No, that movie,
so
you can do it. So you like, can, but, like, yeah. You can't do a Rhino movie. That's not going to make any sense without Spider-Man.
How does a Venom movie make sense without Spider-Man?
It doesn't. It just doesn't make sense.
It didn't make sense. It did make money.
Yeah. It did make money.
And that's the thing, right? Joker's not like him going around doing big crime. It's like it's King of Comedy,
yeah.
But with the Joker. Maybe you could do Rhino and it. And it's like some Coen Brothers, like
it's a heist movie.
You know what I mean? Like
it's a heist movie, and then it ends up with him making a suit or whatever.
But they're trying to do it the one way that you would be like, well, no, but we don't have Spider-Man. We can't do that,
right?
Nah, but we're going
but
to
I think
a bunch.
That, yeah, that's I think that's my point. Is Morbius? You can do a Morbius movie because he's not technically his origin isn't tied
okay,
into
Morbius
Spider-Man.
Is bad.
It is
this
bad.
Movie's way
oh,
worse
yeah.
than Morbius
yeah, yeah, yeah.
easily.
I watched them back to back.
I would never say Morbius is a good movie, but after watching this, I'm like, that's a much better made movie.
Morbius is a very bad movie. Excuse me. Well, you cut that out, right?
Yeah.
Morbius is a very bad movie. This is not a competent movie.
This
just doesn't even make it to the bar of like.
It's a mess. It's just a jumble.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Morbius, as bad as it is, feels like a film. It feels like
sure,
there's
yes.
real actors with real scenes where this one is like, let's just splice this
it,
together.
It has a bunch of logical problems, but like.
But there's a script. It feels like there's plot
going,
points
okay.
and characterization where Morbius right. is like, you get it. He's sick. He's trying to do something.
Wait until we get the Green Goblin movie.
Sure.
I
yeah.
I mean, if at this point, Sony's like, "What else?"
Hey, I'll be right here, guys.
So yeah, it is. This movie is. It's to Tom's point. This is flabbergasting.
Yeah.
That this makes it to screen.
Well, and like, yeah. I mean, I know who Rhino. I've seen Rhino.
Right.
He's in that meme. Who's Madame Web?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. She is like the fringiest of fringe
yeah.
spider characters. And it's just like.
I agree with you. They should have went with a Spider-Woman. But I have a feeling MCU has some kind of handle on, you know, if you're going to do a Spider-Woman.
But they've got a Spider-Woman in this movie.
But that's
so
they don't call her that. But
so
I mean,
let Sydney Sweeney lead her own movie.
Should have been Black Cat.
Sure.
Oh.
She would have been the perfect Black Cat.
She would have been a really good Black Cat. That's a good call.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now she's like...
Wasted her.
Well, maybe not. Maybe MCU is notorious for rehabilitating.
MCU might be able to...
Be like, look, we know they screwed you over
could
there.
That be a thing? They can't say Spider-Woman, but they can have her look exactly... Like, they can't use the name.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, is that they have to tiptoe around the real names. They just kind of sound like them. So they, when they show up in the MCU, it's like, well, we never said that was her. We never said that was Spider-Woman. Those were just
but
superhero women acting like spiders.
Yeah, we're going to use the same costume. We're going to have her look the same.
I know, but it's like there's so many versions. I think that what they're trying to say is like, we never said that was Spider-Woman.
But jeez. Doesn't it
that's
make more sense?
Spider-like superhero. Yeah.
To go, hey, spitballing here. Call her Lady Spider. Put her in the same costume. Have Madame Web be talking to her. If that's how you're going to tie it in or something. It just seems like the yeah. weirdest way... To
I mean,
look at a list of characters and be like, that one.
Yeah. You can still bring Sydney Sweeney in as Felicia Hardy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the multiverse.
Is she a good actress?
Well, not if they're saying this is the same universe. I think they're trying to set this up as Tom Holland.
I don't think so.
Okay. I think she's good in Euphoria.
I think she's good in
she's
Euphoria.
She's really good in Anyone But You.
She can do a thing.
Yeah, but I
or,
think...
Or, I mean,
she's
we've
got
only
she's
seen
got
her do
a thing.
Right. Now, I've not seen anything but
it's
you.
It's a really, really good rom-com. Is it, really okay. good. Yeah. I mean, that's a perfect date movie. Perfect. It's just it's fun. It's well-written. It's,
but it seems like it's a much less of an ask of her
as a professional. But she's great in it. It's just,
it's just weird after really my only experience seeing her being this movie, seeing anyone say, well, they should put her
but
in
because
I'm going, well,
no. But that's what I mean, though, is I've seen her in other things, and this movie, I agree, I like her, but I think she was very bad in this. But that's the script.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I don't disagree.
They're like, here, let's cover you up and put these glasses on you, and you're a nerd, and you have to act like, oh, hey, guys, I'm a shy girl.
Yeah. Like, but I think that's because she got cast in this before she was kind of...
Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I think if they were going back and doing it again, they'd have given her another role, or they'd have written that role differently.
Yeah.
Oh, and
or
also, like...
given the quality of the writing in this movie, perhaps none of that is true.
You saved my stepmommy. I'm a little girl.
Oh,
I mean, her in the beginning in the hospital where she's supposed to be like a little kid, and you saved my stepmom.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
But yeah, I think
it's like Jesse Bradford playing a high schooler when he's 35.
Yeah, yeah. this is unbelievable in the worst way.
Yeah.
The fact that we're only getting two superhero movies this year, DC, well, there's stuff coming from DC, but it's going to be on Max. And then we're getting Deadpool 3.
We need the break because these movies have not been good.
Man, I wonder if Marvel was just like, look, let's just pump the brakes. We've got Sony's us with this Madam Web movie. We're just gonna take
they
a break.
Know it. Iger's like, we're taking a break.
Yeah.
So this movie opened to 18 to 28 million on an $80 million budget over the 6 day opening
weekend. Came out on Wednesday.
18 to 28 million 6 day opening.
That's real bad.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Venom opened to like 80 million or something.
Venom was a beast.
Yeah, look, I think Venom is a different thing altogether because that character is insanely popular.
Yeah. Right.
Right? Like, that guy's got his own, you know, he's on everything.
Yeah.
It's so much so that anytime you see Spider-Man on a product placement, chances are Venom's not far behind him. So
I see you in your Madam Web lunchbox.
Golly. Yeah. I did sell my Spider-Man collection, and that first appearance is in there somewhere.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately the problem with this movie from a box office standpoint, besides the fact that it sucks, is that there's nothing in it for the bros.
There's nothing. And
these Sony offshoots have been very bro driven.
Yep.
And there's nothing in this for bros.
Nope. And it's a shame because you don't want the cop out of like this movie is a female driven movie. You've got four female leads and it's a female director. And so like you don't want it to be like, oh, well, you're just saying this because you don't like women. Well, like, you know, a lot. There's an online community that is awful and will do that.
For sure.
But you can't use that excuse on this one because it's just terrible.
In the most cynical way, if this was like a studio, like, let's make a woman movie, they messed it up at every turn. Yeah. Like,
should have made a Spider-Woman movie.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, there's no action.
Yeah.
There will be no action.
Because she gets her powers
to
let her see the future, and then she uses them to repeatedly avoid action set pieces.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to make something.
It's like in a horror movie when you're like, don't go down in the basement. That's where the monsters are, right? Like, well, that's a smart idea in real life.
A horror movie where they go, you're right. Let's leave.
But it's going to make for a really boring
movie. Uh-huh.
Her power.
55 minutes of a killer in a basement going, jeez,
where are they?
Her power.
We were going to be home 20 minutes ago.
She really gets a grasp on her power, like, two-thirds through the movie when she goes to Peru and like figures what the hell is going on. But her power is being able to drive a car.
Yep.
That's why this movie's uninteresting.
Get down!
Every action scene is her driving and it's just like in the cabin of her car going, get out of the way! That's her power. That's not a fun action
scene.
It's
a superhero movie with no fighting.
Is she supposed to be really good with an ambulance?
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that why she switches to an ambulance?
That whole thing of like stealing their ambulance.
Or she was like, I know how to drive one of those. Well, you drove that taxi cab just fine. Yeah. I don't know. Ugh. Yeah, it's terrible. Yep. Terrible.
So bad.
So bad.
So There, I guess we've done all the damage. It should have been 60 minutes of suck, but I know. There was so much sucking.
So much suckage.
There was no way. Yeah.
There was no way.
There's no way.
Yeah. So I guess let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
I host a podcast. It's called Real Spoilers Patreon. You can find it at patreon.com/realspoilers. I guess the whole name wouldn't have fit or something.
No, we didn't have enough room for it.
It's a horror movie podcast. Me and my co-host Joe are doing a fun thing right now. Kind of, you got to try different things.
Yeah.
So we're going through phase one of the MCU.
Correct.
And just pointing out, are there any horror elements in this? We've had a great guest for the whole series.
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, I love
Carl
Beckett.
Carl Brunkett.
Carl Beckett.
Beckett.
Yeah.
Cool guy. He has his own podcast. I can't really spoil. Whatever.
Yeah.
So check it out. I think you'll enjoy
really
it.
Really spoiled. That's it. Log that one
I'll
away.
I'll check that
That's
out sometime. Yeah, I heard they reviewed Lisa Frankenstein and it took the world by storm.
I'm just saying. History will be on my side with that.
People are like, I heard a guy has a really bad take on that movie. I gotta watch that.
Except for that one guy.
He loves that movie.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at Joey Butts, BUTTS21, and Letterboxd at the same. And Matt has done a great job of plugging the Patreon. So there we go.
All right.
Hey, by the way, also, Real Spoilers has a Letterboxd.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think everyone should check out.
You should check out this movie starring Kevin Bacon's daughter. Smile.
I had no idea.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online, facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, like the page, join the group. And, of course, don't forget our YouTube, where you can watch all of these. So That's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Molina refuses to cooperate with the secret police.
Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice, because we already warned you. Better watch out. It's going to ruin the plot.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awakes. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.